In the next segment of the podcast, we are talking to our old friend from many podcasts ago, Jaroslav Tulach.
Hello, Katja, and hello, everyone.
It's been a long time. What?
That's true. I somehow feel that the interest in API design is lowering, which is strange.
I don't think so. It sounds to me like there is big news from Japan, right?
Oh, that's true. That's true. For a year, maybe even for a year and a half, I've been in contact with a Japanese translator that was translating the practical API design book into Japanese. And the great news is that the book is now selling, so Japanese listeners can go to their famous bookshop and buy practical API design in Japanese.
And we'll have a link to that site in the podcast at the bottom of the page.
Perfect, perfect. And actually, I was really amazed by the quality of translation because I somehow feel that the Japanese version of the book is going to be better than the English one. Because, you should not smile. You've been a reviewer of the original book.
I know. I feel insulted when you say that.
If there are mistakes, it's also your fault.
Exactly.
And actually, there were mistakes. During the translation, we basically caught, I don't know, 50 places where the context was not clear enough, or there was something not completely accurate. For example, once I was referring that the Java util list has been added in JDK 1.3, and Yoshiki, the translator of the book, found out that it was in fact added in JDK 1.2 or something like that. I don't remember. It was so long ago, but JDK 1.2, JDK 1.3, nobody remembers. But really, during the translation, Yoshiki was so careful that he really verified almost every detail and asked about it. So now many details like this are really polished in the Japanese version.
That's great. So maybe the Japanese translation can help the next release of the book when you update it.
Yeah, I was contacted by APRES whether I want to do something more about for them or in cooperation with them. But I have to say I'm sort of tired of writing books. So I need a little more time before I write something else.
Okay. So here's the question. For people who haven't yet read the book, what is the most important lesson that they'll learn by reading it?
Yeah, actually, I was recently working with Oracle Labs guys that are really good in language design. And right now, they started to also do API design. And the observation they made is that these are different beasts. You basically, if you are good in language design, you not necessarily have to or can apply all your skills to doing API design. Things are different. And but the problem is that when you are designing a language, you most likely also design some libraries. So basically, the libraries are necessary. And when I was so basically, those guys from Oracle Labs bought my book and are reading through it right now. And if I'm discussing with them some topics, and I think one of the biggest things or sort of misunderstandings was they want to polish the API and they want to really make the API perfect before they release it. Which is, of course, good intention, but the thing to be always aware of is that whatever API you produce, it's going to be wrong. It's not going to be good enough. It's not going to be absolutely perfect. Or it may be good enough, but it's not going to be perfect. And in the future, you will need to change it. You will need to improve it. and learning how to do this improvement in a way that you don't break existing applications written in against previous version of your API is really important. So the most important tip, I think, after reading my book should be the observation that your API is never perfect. It will always have to evolve, and you will also learn a few tricks how to evolve, get your API ready so it can evolve in the future.
I think it's a natural tendency to want, especially with the first release, an API to be completely perfect. And it's good to be reminded that it's not going to be perfect. But what should be the threshold? How do you know that an API is ready to be released if it's not perfection?
Usefulness. So actually, you know about the DukeScript APIs that NetBeans use to embed HTML views into existing applications. So you can really code in Java and but render through HTML, right?
Right.
Okay. So right now I'm in process of releasing another version, and well, I know it's not going to be perfect. But I have a need. I have some bug fixes, some improvements, some new methods. I did a usability study with Tony Apple. I asked him to use the API, and he failed miserably. So based on that, I decided to somehow improve the API and make it easier for people to really use it and embed such applications into their existing JavaFX applications. And right now I'm in process of releasing new version because, well, release early, release often. That's motto of open source. And if you want to combine that with API design, also be ready that you can really improve the API in future. And I think I'm doing that, and I will not break any existing clients of the HTML for Java APIs that we have.
A final question before we wrap up is, you're also going to be at Java 1, or at least you have some submissions for the conference. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, yeah, I submitted 3 topics, actually 4. But most of them are related to cooperation between Java and JavaScript. Somehow it seems that JavaScript is getting more and more popular, especially because it can be executed in browsers, and Java, well, Java can't. So JavaScript is gaining more and more attention, but I think it's still not a really good language for producing really complex software. It's sort of language where you write once and then never touch it again because things can get broken. So I think there is a place for Java, and what we need is basically a way how to use Java together with JavaScript or have some interoperability between Java and JavaScript. So one of the topics that I'm investigating is the HTML for Java APIs, where you basically have Java code and you can use HTML and behind the scene also existing JavaScript libraries to design your application in HTML. Another area that I'm investigating in the Java and JavaScript cooperation is Node.js. So basically, there is an open source project called Avatar.js, which simulates Node.js APIs and runs these APIs and these applications on top of Java Virtual Machine. So what we were doing for the last half a year in NetBeans, we're trying to support this scenario of mixing JavaScript and Java inside of Node.js applications more. And I think we achieved good results, especially in the area of debugging. So again, this is something I'd like to demonstrate at Java.
Excellent. Thanks for all the news on what's going on in the API design world, especially the announcement of the Japanese translation. And we're looking forward to seeing you at Java 1.